Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you this morning? That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you last week? Oh, my. Last week, we were popping over here on the Due Time with Pastor Steph. We started off our week shaking the Monday Morning Blues with the Due Time crew as we talked about when your spouse is ruining your marriage, your spouse's family, rather, is ruining your marriage. How? Well, the fearing mama or daddy or brother or sister, when they interfere in your relationship because they're overprotective. Oh, we have all dealt with somebody who's had some overprotective issues. They don't want to let go. All the spouse has been told to leave and cleave, and the family just don't seem to get this into their heads. What are you going to do? Well, today, we're going to bring that to you. We're going to bring some remedies to you today over last week's dilemma. Well, our final switch tip for the year of 2021, act like it's your last chance because it's always possible. Yeah, that's what I want to say. It's always possible that it's your last chance to get it right. So make sure whatever you do, you serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Yes, because he's do that. And he's not forgetting. He's not ignoring the fact that you have given your entire world to the world. You have given your entire life and all of your energy you have given to your spouse or to your in your relationship or to your work or to the things that you really love to do. And he's sitting on the sidelines providing it all, and you're not doing anything for him. Don't forget, he says, I am a jealous God. He don't want to do for you and then you take and give everything to everybody else and acknowledge everything and everybody else. No, it don't work like that. So make sure you act like it's your last chance just in case it is. Okay? All righty. Well, we slid on into Let's Talk About It Tuesday Church Folk Day. And, oh, we talked about the people fighting up in the church. Yes. Oh, the young man right in the middle of the bishop's sermon walked up to what we later found out was the youth pastor and clocked him in the face, and the pastor got up and they started duking it out. Yes, yes, yes. Now, you really can't blame the man that got hit in a sense, because, you know, that's your normal reflex. Your normal reflex is to defend yourself. Yes. And that's what we have to do. You know, we have to defend ourselves. Well, hopefully, you know, something kicked in and he remembered that he was in the church and, you know, he contained himself. But we found out that the young man who was the perpetrator went back into rehab with the church's support. Well, I'm going to be honest. I support it, too. If you were disrupting church service, I'd be the first one to say, you think you need to go back to rehab? Yes, yes. So, of course, the church gave their stamp of approval because now they can have a peaceful worship service. What you think? Oh, all righty. Well, wow, Wednesday rolled around with our girlfriend Vivian, and we talked about the cruise ships last week. Yes, that was a part of the socially conscious segment. How? They're not giving it up. No. No, not only the cruise line is not giving it up, but the people aren't either. They have been getting stranded out at sea. They have been just unable to dock, and still people are going out on these cruises. Well, Colin America got out there, came back at 6 o'clock in the morning, and by 4 o'clock p.m. the same day, they were right back out there. Yeah, you know, nobody's paying attention. Well, we also want to talk about Andrew Cuomo being exonerated from all the sexual discrimination and harassment, all because a young lady decided that she was going to give the governor a kiss. Yes, he asked her. No, did I say that right? He asked her, could he kiss her? And she said yes, despite the fact that she said she was uncomfortable. Well, listen, if you're uncomfortable, then don't do it. Well, it tanked the entire case, and no satisfaction for the other people who were legitimately harassed. So, come on, ladies, we got to get it together. No is no. If it's in your mind to say no, then say no. Act like it's your last chance. Okay? Well, we spoke to the women of worship, and we talked about how to maintain our joy in the Lord. Joy is found in God's presence, so we need to make sure that we stay in the presence of the Lord. Joy is the result of righteousness. Listen, we got to make sure that we're living righteously. I'm tongue-tied. Live holy. You get the point. And we will maintain our joy. There is nothing worse than giving up your joy. For what? For what? For all the earthly, temporal things? Nah, come on, come on, come on. Joy is found in answered prayer. You know, we go before the Lord and we ask him to take care of the things that we need him to take care of. And when he answers, that just brings you so much joy, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we finished off the morning with Pastor Charlotte and her socially, boy, I'm all twisted. We finished up the morning, Wednesday morning, with Pastor Charlotte and her faith over fear. Yes. Well, Thursday, therapeutic Thursday rolled around, and we talked about irresponsibility. Yes. Yes. We had a host of news stories where people were quite irresponsible. And, you know, it begs to converse about how irresponsible are we as Christian people, are we doing the things that we need to do for the Lord? Are we being responsible, and now we can be set aside and set apart from the world? Oh, that was some kind of conversation. We listed just a host of things we saw where people were just plain irresponsible. And you know what the sad part about it is? People think this stuff is good stuff. People think this stuff is normal. Well, that's why we as Christian people have to stay on our game. We cannot coast. We cannot, you know, really sit back and get comfortable, because when we do, we have the potential of being irresponsible. Yes. Because people who are irresponsible don't think they're irresponsible now. You know, do you remember that? Keep that in your mind. They think they're fine. Okay? All righty. Well, Friday, Freestyle Friday rolled around, and we had a talk with our man. Oh, and it was a good conversation. Oh, we talked about school and the clubs in the school. You know, the LGBT community, they have clubs in the school. Yes. And they acted irresponsibly. And, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about the clubs in the school? Are they beneficial to our children? Well, the men really helped to send us into a wonderful weekend as we talked to them about how effective these school clubs are, and are they really a blessing to us, and how far should these school clubs be able to go? Yeah, well, we got it in. Oh, we had a good old time, and it really, really ushered us into a wonderful weekend. Well, for our 12th week, I believe, oh, we had the Word Prayer Project. Where were you? Were you there? Because, baby, yesterday, last night at 9 o'clock, we prayed for the toxic habits, people, places, things, and decisions. And, oh, you should have heard the prayer request. Prayer for toxic spending habits. Prayer for toxic relationships. Prayer for toxic people in their lives. Man, where were you? Are you missing an opportunity to join forces with God's people to pray? Are you really? Man. That prayer was on point last night, but I always marvel at the request. Yes, I am so moved when I read the prayer requests that are coming through. We had prayer requests for parents that their toxic behavior and decisions would not have effect on the children. Where were you? Did you miss an opportunity to throw your prayer request in the hat? Man, you can't miss the Word Prayer Project on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, because you're really missing some stuff. Okay? So make sure you're a part of our morning, our night, okay? And then a part of our morning. All right? All right. Well, today, we are shaking the Monday Morning Blues for the first Monday in the year of 2022. The reset button has been pressed for some people, and we are all at the top of a calendar year. And, you know, I want to just say a quick word about these resolutions they're useless. They're useless. For those of us who are supposedly walking in the way of the Lord, we need to just make our vow to the Lord. What we need to do, the things that we should no longer be doing, you know, don't waste your time making resolutions, because that's really not the name of the game for the people of God. Just go to God and hand him all of the things that, you know, he knows that he wants you to do. And let him know that you're aware of all the things that he wants you to do. See, that's why you needed to be on that prayer line last night, because had you been on that prayer line last night, you would have already gotten your jump start into the year with people of God. So you seem to forget, you can do all the praying by yourself that you want to, but you're only capable of chasing 1,000. Once you add two people, once there's one plus one, two will chase 10,000. Now, I don't know about you, but I like them odds. I like to hear that all I got to do is partner up. Now, you go ahead and get your prayer partner. But when you partner up with a group of people, man, look at them odds. If two can chase 10,000, what will 30 people do? Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about making no New Year's resolution, because your prayers would be attended to. Yes. Come on, come on, come on. Leave them resolutions on the side. Just go and talk to your Lord and make sure you have a serious, serious meeting with him, and really, really, really ask God, you know, God, what is it that I'm doing that you're not happy with? What is it that I'm not doing that you'd like me to do? See, resolutions are all the things that you want to do, all the things that you have thought to do, all of the things that, you know, have come to you that everybody else is doing, and you want to look like this, and you need a nose job, and you need this, and you need that, and you need, you know, five different ways to make money and all this kind of stuff. No. Go to God and ask God, what is it that you want me to focus on as of now? Not because it's the top of the year, but as of now, what is it that you want me to focus on? And see what God tells you. And then you collaborate with God to get the job done in your life so that you can be pleasing in his sight. Ah, all righty. Yes, that's how it needs to go down. Okay, all right. So, let's get ready to get started. Ooh, okay. We're going to take a quick break and give you an opportunity to get that healthy breakfast, oatmeal, fiber, high fiber count, sardines, the pomegranate juice. Come on, come on. You know, you remember. It ain't been that long. Come on, come on. Make sure we're eating healthy, okay? And we definitely want to get our day started with a healthy meal. And we want to make sure we text or tell a friend that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And they don't want to miss what's going to go down here today, okay? And make sure you go nowhere, because we will be right back.
Children are always learning. Learning how to walk, learning how to ride a bike, and if they are obese, maybe learning how to control their type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. Childhood obesity puts kids at risk for health problems that were once only seen in adults. Right now is the right time to help your child eat healthier and become more active. Talk to your healthcare provider about a healthy weight for your child and learn more about childhood obesity from the Minnesota Academy of PAs at minnesotapa.org.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And we are shaking the Monday morning blues. Think about it. We did that 52 times in a row last year. And how many times did you let it work for you? Yes, a shaking the Monday morning blues. And did shaking the Monday morning blues help you shake Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Did it? I hope so. Well, let's get those pens out. We're going to get our very first list for the year. All right. Come on. Let's get them pens up and out. Alrighty. All right. We're talking about carrot juice. The benefits of carrot juice. Okay. What are we doing with our carrot juice? And what is it doing for us? Okay. All right. Now, number one, carrot juice improves your eyesight. Oh, you know how we always heard carrots are good for your eyes. Carrots are good for your eyes. Well, what do you think carrot juice is? It's carrots. They're carrots. Okay. Carrot juice. We got beta carotenes and vitamin C all play a role in combating eye damage, and it reduces the risk of age-related macular degeneration. All right, so make sure we get that carrot juice. All right, helps our eyes. Number two, it may help to make your skin glow. Oh, for all of those who still want to look nice and spry and young. Yes, again, that vitamin C is great for skincare as well. Yes. Okay. And it says that you don't really need a whole lot of fancy creams if you bunker down with the carrot juice. Yes. And it's a whole lot cheaper, I'll tell you that much. Ah. All right. Number three. It can help reduce the risk of heart disease. Wow. Okay. Now, carrots have potassium in there. Okay. And potassium helps to regulate and maintain a healthy blood pressure and reduces the risk of stroke. All righty. So make sure you get like a glass of carrot juice in you every day. All right. Come on. You know, we talked about the heart. We've been talking about the heart a lot. Number four. Oh, here we go. It maintains oral health. We just got finished talking about the teeth, right? All right. Well, eating carrots, drinking carrot juice helps to keep your whites, your pearly whites. Again, here we go with that vitamin C. They say vitamin C and keratin help to protect and repair tooth enamel. All right? So that's what keeps your teeth white. All righty? All right. Let's go. Number five, keep those pens up. Carrot juice is a good source of energy. It helps you stay hydrated, helps your energy level, okay, because it gives your body all of the much-needed nutrients. Okay, they say one cup of carrot juice has just 80 calories, and drink it with a meal, they say. Yeah, drink it with a meal, and I guess it replaces like the carrots that you could have had. Now, don't take the vegetable off the plate and put it in the glass, but, you know, enhance your vegetable intake. Okay, by drinking a cup of carrot juice. All righty. Number six, it says it may help improve cognitive functioning. Once you hear cognitive, you know it's got to do with that brain. They say that it helps to reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Yeah. They say carrots have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant compounds, And because of those two things, it helps the cognitive function of your brain. All right. Carrot juice can aid in protecting the liver. All right. Again, they're talking about the antioxidants, the rich micronutrients have anti-inflammatory properties that improve the health of your liver. Okay. And they say that carrot juice is one of the several carotenoids that shows promise as a therapeutic agent for treatment of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So remember now, we ain't talking about cirrhosis of the liver that comes from alcohol. When you, if you have or have the potential of having fatty liver disease that is unrelated to alcohol, then carrot juice can help aid that. Okay? All righty. Ah, carrot juice may reduce cancer risk. Okay? They say all the compounds that are found in carrot juice have anti-cancer effect. Yes. Okay? They say that the beta carotene shows that it slowly, it slows down the growth and even kills off leukemia cells. Wow. Who knew that cancer did all of, that carrot juice did all of this? Wow. All right, ready? All right, you got a couple more. Carrot juice can help boost the metabolism. Now, I don't know about you, but as you get older, that metabolism definitely slows down, okay? So they say if you're feeling a bit sluggish because of your metabolism, carrot juice just might be what the doctor ordered. A, vitamin C help to boost that metabolism, okay? It also aids in the digestive process, and it helps to break down fat, protein, and glucose. All righty? All right. And what I always like to see, drinking carrot juice helps to regulate blood sugar. Okay. Now make sure. Now, let me just make sure that I'm reminding you, don't get the carrot juice. If you're not making it yourself, make sure you do not get the carrot juice that is filled with sugar. Because if that's the case, then you ain't helping regulate no blood sugar. Okay? But they say that carrot juice has a low glycemic index and it's a healthy option. Okay, when consumed in moderation. Okay, so let me just read the wonderful effects and benefits of carrot juice. It can improve eyesight. It may help your skin glow. It can reduce the risk of heart disease. It maintains oral health. It's a good source of energy. It may help to improve cognitive functioning and lower those that risk of developing Alzheimer's. It can aid in protecting the liver. It may reduce cancer risk. It can help boost your metabolism. And it can help regulate your blood sugar. Okay? So let's make sure. Get this going. All righty. All righty. Well, we got some news that we want to talk about and how we get down here. All right. All right. So, bittersweet news as a Florida woman is rewarded some damage money because of a negligent, irresponsible. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. So, to make a long story short, out in Florida, a woman went to get her nails and feet done at Tammy's Nails 2 in Tampa, and an employee cut her foot during the pedicure. Soon afterwards, her foot became infected and worsened due to Shellman's severe peripheral arterial disease, which reduces blood flow to the limbs. Okay? And that's what she had. And she's only 55. And now, since then, the salon is closed. Okay? Well, they use dirty tools and equipment. And that's why they're closed down now, because this was not the only individual who made that claim. And unfortunately, because of the infection, they had to subsequently cut off her leg. So she had to suffer an entire amputation. And, of course, you know, there was a hardship at home because now she can't really work. She lost her leg. She lost her home. She had all kinds of medical bills, and she lost the ability to walk, needless to say. And she was awarded $1 million plus. Over $1 million she was awarded because of these people's negligence. And here's what they said. Are you ready? Tammy's Nails 2 argued Ms. Shellman was responsible for her injuries because she didn't immediately seek medical care or take reasonable efforts to prevent the development of infection. They did not acknowledge at all that they used nasty tools, the tools that are not cleansed properly. And I want y'all to pay attention to something. You ever go get your toes done on that? Yeah, toes done, because it'll do something. Yeah.
Steph will be right back.
I'm back. Oh, sorry for the interruption. Okay, so here's what I was saying. If you pay attention to when they're doing your toes, watch how fast they flip when they scrub a little bit those tools. They throw them in the warmer, and before you know it, somebody is already back in that warmer getting those tools. Stop getting your nails and toes done in these places. I have yet to go to a place and find out that they are treating you properly. Every time I sit and I watch, and I'm like, they flipping these tools too fast. Ain't nowhere in the world, because they're not even cleaning them properly. I want to tell you this quick story. part of my news makes me think. You know, I did mention to you all, I think a week or so ago, that after surgery a few years ago, I had to go into the hyperbaric oxygen tank. And that's 100% oxygen that you sit for a minimum of like an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours just inhaling that 100% oxygen, because it's healing you from the inside. That's the goal. You know, they're treating your wound and things like that externally, but to expedite the process, you sit in this hyperbaric chamber. And I mean, it's this huge thing. Remember like Michael Jackson? Yes. You sit in there and it's nothing but oxygen. And I would go in each day. And one day there was an older lady who was there, and she used to go in for her foot. Now, unfortunately, you got to get your whole body in the tank for your foot. You can't put your foot in. No, your whole, because remember, it's you inhaling this. So one day, Shantice and I were sitting and we were talking, and I don't know, we must have been talking about nails or getting nails done. And she said, don't get your nails done. She said, don't get your nails done. Stop going to the salon. And it's funny because I had just been telling Shantice that I wasn't comfortable anymore going. I was like, I can't risk going. I cannot risk going. I'm not going anymore. And the lady said, that's why I'm here. And I was like, what? And I said, oh, your foot? She said, yes. She said she went to the salon. They did a foot. And she said when she left, she noticed it was infected. So she went to the doctor. And immediately they told her it was infected. She's a diabetic, so that exacerbated the issue. And she said, but here was the kicker. The tools they used were her own. So still something happened in there that was unclean that caused her foot to become infected. And now she had to spend like, I think it was like 3 weeks, because she came in after me. And I don't think she lasted as long as I did. She didn't have to go as long, like 3 weeks in an oxygen tank to help to heal her foot. Well, thank God she wasn't like this other lady and some other people that I've heard, you know, who got amputated. The whole amputated. Now, I said her leg earlier. I'm sorry. Her foot was amputated because of their negligence. Well, you know they were negligent if they shut the whole place down. They shut the whole place down. They're not playing. Well, thank God for that, because now no one else will potentially have to get their foot or fingers or hand cut off because you're nasty. All they want is your money. And for the longest time, I can't figure out why this side of the fence can't do nails and toes. As much as y'all go sit up in these places to make sure your fingernails are beautiful, your feet are dolled up, why y'all don't go learn how to do nails and toes? Do you know how much money you can make? Chinese people don't care nothing about you. These Asian people don't care nothing about you. Definitely the ones sitting up in them chairs don't care nothing about you, because it's about flipping the chairs. Learn how to do this stuff yourself. People, why we can't keep our money in our own community anyway? Okay, well, let me go on. All right, now, here's a story that I'm really not paying attention to. Now, check this out. We just got finished talking about the clubs, the school clubs last week, right? Well, check this out. They say a former high school football player is suing for $4 million in legal damages after his coaches allegedly forced him to eat pizza covered in pork grease. Well, he is a Hebrew Israelite on our side of the fence, by the way. Excuse me. And what happened was, he plays for this football team, And as a punishment, for skipping a mandatory weightlifting session, they, the coaches, confronted him with eating a large pepperoni pizza. And they knew that he was a Black Hebrew Israelite, and he did not eat pork. Well, they made him sit in the middle of the gym while the other team members did sprints and ran circles around him. It was about 30. They had 30 other teammates, and they made him sit in front of this pizza. And when he refused to eat the pizza because it had the pepperoni on it, they allowed him to take the pepperonis off, but now it's got all the pork pepperoni grease on it, and they made him eat it. And, you know, the coaches are saying that it's alleged that, you know, they did not make him do this, and he said it was done in front of many people, again, the teammates. And they have surveillance video. They have video that shows what happened. So he's seeking $3 million in compensatory damages and $1 million in punitive damages. Again, I ask, if this is true, what is going on with these school clubs? Our children are not safe. And y'all wonder why I keep saying, I don't have no kids now. It's disgusting. This world is disgusting. And can I tell you something? I believe it. If it didn't happen just like this, I would not believe it happened much differently. I believe it. Let me tell you something. A whole lot of these schools got a whole lot of stuff going on, and these kids are not really talking about it. Because they want to be on the football team, they want to be on the soccer team, they want to be on, you know, they want to do this, they want to do that, and they know that, you know, if they tell about these things that are going on, you know, that they won't be able possibly to stay on. And so they endure it because they want to be a part of, they love the sport, so they want to be a part. Look at what they do in the college. With the sororities and the fraternities, all the stuff that goes on, still go after this stuff. Well, here's one for the moms. Oh yeah. Well, out in Minnesota, they had a young man, Isaiah Jamal Foster, 18, was charged with aggravated robbery and assault on December 23rd. Now, here's what he did. A video showed him taking an elderly purse from an 80-year-old woman in Walgreens. And he, the purse was wrapped around her wrist, and it shows him violently pulling her onto the sidewalk and dragging her and, you know, taking the pocketbook. And later on, she was taken to the hospital. It was found that she suffered
Steph will be right with you.
I am completely disconnected. Okay, the enemy is really trying to make us, but that's not going to happen. So, okay, so let me finish my story. Okay, so come to find out, when the elderly victim went to the emergency room, she had suffered a brain bleed, broken pelvis, and other injuries from what you experienced from this person out here. Well, they could not see the perpetrator. So what they did was they put the video that they had on the news. Well, Mama spotted this. Yes, she called in. She was like, "Yo, I'm 100% sure that that is him. I did not raise him that way. And after praying on it, I'm turning him in. I am turning him in." Now, check this out. He was already arrested for carjacking. Already been arrested and was in police custody for a carjacking that took place. When his mother phoned in, he recognized her son. Well, let's hear it for the moms. You know, after 2 weeks of, you know, the mothers and the son, the mother and the son who turned, you know, the mother and the son who turned, the mother and the, I am all twisted here. Y'all going to have to forgive me. I am so distracted. This is just on and off, and I don't know if I'm on. I don't know if I'm on. After we got the story of the mother and the father who drove their children to actually, you know, murder somebody, it's refreshing to hear that there was a mother that said, "Listen, I honestly prayed on this thing, you know, and I don't want to do it, but you know what? I've done my job. I've done my job with my kid, and he's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go into the custody and deal with the consequences of his actions." So, let's raise our roof for the mother. Thank God somebody is willing to do what they need to do. All right. Well, it's time to speak to our due time crew, and hopefully we will not get interrupted. Let's say good morning to our Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I'm all right, outside of being crazy annoyed because this stuff won't act right, but I'm wonderful after hearing your voice. Thank you very much. How are you over there in Alabama?
Oh, man, we're dealing with snow, but I'm okay.
Wow. Now, didn't I just hear that you had 80-something degrees the other day?
Yeah, and it snowed all night and then this morning.
Wow.
What a difference a day makes.
I know. That must be some kind of difference. That is crazy. Well,
yeah.
Do you like carrots, Pastor KL?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, we had a list of all of the things that carrots can do for you. And what would you need the carrots to do for you most? Can you remember all of them?
I didn't really hear the list, but I know it's good for the eyes. So
I need to see
well.
All righty. Yes. Well, that was the number one benefit that they had on the list. Yes. The eyes. All right, Pastor Kale, let's talk about this news. You know, last week, Friday, we talked about, the clubs in the school. And here we have it. The football coaches are being accused of making this young man eat a pepperoni pizza when they know that his religious belief is not to eat pork. And you always hear these crazy stories for punishment. You know, what happened to doing five laps or something like that? Well, what is this with, you know, now y'all have to go to extraordinary means in order to punish the students? Why is there punishment anyway? Is it me?
Right. I think that was totally uncalled for. You invaded his privacy. You invaded his religious rights. You know, I think something great of a great magnitude should be done by that. You know, like you said, what happened to laps? What happened to push-ups? What happened to sit-ups? If you ask me to do 2 sit-ups, that's punishment enough for me right now. So, I mean, I just don't understand. You know, listen, you make me eat anything, you're rewarding me. Okay? So I don't understand what that about.
I don't know. It seems as though, you know, unless there's some extraordinary measures taken, you know, to prove your point, that, you know, the old stuff just is not even considered anymore. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Right.
And I really think these different clubs need to be examined. I think they need to be, you know, watched very carefully, that they're not mistreating our children.
You're absolutely correct.
I don't know. All righty, Pastor KL, I'm in an uproar because I have been begging our people to learn how to do hair and nails. And here's the thing. Not hair and nails. Feet and nails. Now, here's the thing. We don't want to touch people's toes, but instead, we'd rather put our feet in the meat cleaver instead of just going somewhere or just doing it yourself. $1.75 million this woman was awarded for her amputation.
And you know what? While that is a great number, you know, as the victim, was it worth it?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? You can't put a price on my limb. You know,
that's right.
some of us don't want to go to Wing Lee Chinese place, you know, the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why we sitting down in Wing Lee doing our feet and nails. You know, that. Listen, I don't care how cute you want to be. You know, again, is it worth it? Is it worth taking that risk? You know, some of us don't even do our due diligence in seeing, you know, what's their scores? You know, how
right,
many complaints
right.
do they have? We, as long as Wing Lee got an opening, we're going to put our big feet, and some of our feet, you know, need to be cut off. You know, Wing Lee can't help you. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of times, you know, the little nicks is because of us. Your heels be rusty. You know, you're trying to scrape all that stuff off of you. You know, you got to start from home. You can't ask Wing Lee to do no miracles now. She didn't go to school for miracle workers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. It's really a gamble when you're going in these places because they really don't take the time to quit. I've had to ask them, can you spray that? I've had to ask them, can you wash that again? Why? I'm spending my money. No, Pastor KL. And I agree with you 100%. You know, even her attorney said it, you know, as great as $1.75 million sounds. Nah. It's bittersweet. That's why I started off with, you know, this is a heck of a way to become a millionaire, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's hear it for the mom who turned that 18-year-old son in who was responsible for the elderly woman having a brain bleed, broken pelvis, and other injuries because he wanted her pocketbook.
And then, I mean, first of all, how much money did Mama have that you went through all this for Mama? You know what I mean? I mean, these elderly folks don't have, you know, $100, let alone, you know what I'm saying, $1 million. So you went through all this, somebody else's mother, somebody else's grandmother. You know, and then I tip my hat off to the mother, but what I would say about the mother is the mother was tired, you know. Apparently, she didn't raise her child like this, but the child keep getting into trouble. Listen, somebody else needs to deal with you. I can't deal with you no more. So it wasn't because she saw it and said, oh, my God, that's my son. She's saying, my son again.
Yeah.
I got to deal with this again. So it's time for you to go bye-bye. And you know what?
Yep.
Sometimes we have to sacrifice, you know, to get your child in a better place. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, we don't want to go to jail, but sometimes, you know, jail can straighten you out, and maybe when you come out, you would appreciate your freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you know what? I look at it this way, Pastor Kale. You're catching him young. He's on a bad
mm-hmm.
track, but maybe if, you know, he's young, you know, maybe he'll get, you know, a whiff of punishment, and that might make a – and hopefully he'll straighten up, because enough is enough at 18. He was already in police custody for a carjacking. This automatically
right.
tells you that he's a menace. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Pastor KL. Let's
yes,
say good morning to Pastor Charlene. Pastor Charlene's up to talking. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning, Pastor Steph and everyone. How is everyone this brand new
good
year?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, I'm well, thank you. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Thank you, Lord.
All right, well, thank God for your recovery. And we're looking forward to, you know, having the first week of this calendar year with you. So thank God for your healing. Do you like carrots, Pastor Charlene?
I love me some carrots, but I don't like carrot juice. That's crazy, right?
Right? No. I love bananas, but if you give me banana flavored anything, you can keep it. So no, that's not crazy. That's not crazy at all. But you know, all of the benefits of the carrots that we went through. Which one are you looking forward to now that you hear these
energy.
Benefits? Energy.
Energy.
All right. Me too. All right. Yes, I second that motion. Give me energy. All right. Well, we're looking forward for you to get on tomorrow, you know, jumping up and down, you know, on our church folk day, because you had some carrots today. All right now, Pastor Charlene. Okay, we're talking about our news this morning. We're talking about, you know, the clubs in the school, and now we've got the football coaches being accused of forcing the student and the football player to eat this pepperoni pizza ridden with pork grease. And they knew that this was against his religious belief, but that this was a punishment. What's your thought?
My thought that was really crazy because he's throwing his authority around. And you're right, in the college, they definitely do that in those fraternities. Because I remember when my son went to college, he came home and was branded. They had branded him.
Wow.
And
wow.
I hit the ceiling. But he said to be a part of it, that's what they have to do. And I
wow.
never understood why the children thought that that would be okay to try to be in something. You know, that's going to hurt and damage you.
You know, and that's such the sad part about it, because, you know, this is, they love these things. They want to be a part of these things, and they're willing to accept this ill treatment. You know, but this one here, he ain't playing. He's going for $3 million, another $1 million. Yes. So as far as he's concerned, somebody going to pay for that pork. All because
that's right.
You had to throw, like you said, all because you needed to throw your weight around. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Well, all right, Pastor Charlene. Oh, Gaia, what are you going to say?
I was going to just say that, and what makes it so bad, because once they don't do it, now they become the outcast, not only
right.
just in
right.
that piece of him of, now or they done went and told all the other kids, so now that everybody's looking at him crazy, don't want to be his friend, and don't want nobody else to be his friend.
Yeah, indeed, they suffer. They suffer greatly around this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, he was forced to do this in front of his teammates, you know, as they ran laps around him. Why not make him run laps? Why not make him run an extra 5 or 10 laps if he missed some mandatory, you know, practice or, you know, something, you know? So you're right. Now they're ostracized for certain things that they don't do. And, you know, all because you needed to prove a point. Ugh. Let's talk about these nails and feet, Pastor Charlene. Do you go get, or have you gone to get your nails and feet done?
I have gone. I stopped a couple of years back now. One of my things were that when I did go, that before you go there, you go and sit and look and watch what they do, if they change it. There was a place that I do remember that they never did. They didn't even put it in the light. It went from just rinsing it off. Just rinsing it off. And then just like you said, because it's money, get this person in the chair, get the next person out the chair. And then they would just, besides just rinsing it off, the equipment, they also wouldn't soap up, you know, the place where you put your feet in, you know. And so, of course, you know, I go there. But since I did go when we first came out of COVID, my daughter was like, come on, Mom. I was like, I ain't been here in years. I don't want to do that. But then they put the plastic, like, shower cap, I'm going to say it like that.
Yes,
that
yes,
put it
that's
over
right,
it.
That's right. That's what it looks like. Yeah, over the top, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, people just was bringing their own stuff. But that was my last time. I haven't even been back. But I agree, people used to get fungus, you know, and with that, people toes and stuff start looking crazy. But I will say this, Pastor KL, I've seen some feet come in there, but they look pretty when they left up out of there. And I mean, some feet with that you be like, how are you going to touch them things? Yes.
Well, you know, Pastor Charlene, people on this side of the fence have surely made a decision they ain't touching them things. And because of that, you know, we remain at the mercy of these people. And, you know, my thing is we need to take care of our own. You know, if you're seeing all of these things that they're not doing, if you see their negligence, if you're hearing about the negligence, because I don't think any of us have ever gone in and not seen something that they could have done better. So, you know, we need to learn how to do this stuff and swallow. You know, some people don't care how bad your feet look, and they'll do your feet, you know. But, you know, we're too prideful. We're just way too prideful, and ain't nobody touching your feet, you know, if it look like this, like you and Pastor KL are talking about, they're not trying to touch them feet, you know. So, you know, now we putting it in front of Maggie who Consuela, who can't even communicate with us. And when you asking her, can you spray that? She's looking at you. She don't know, and you got to make the spray sign. Come on.
Yeah,
you
know,
oh, he's going to throw this. Y'all, yes. I don't get it. No. And see, I don't know about the rest of you, but I am now having this large aversion to being serviced by people that I can't even communicate with. See, now I got a big problem. And now, like I said, now you pressing the spray thing with your finger, or you want them to scrub a little more. Now you got to act like you scrubbing. That's too much. Too much. That's way too much. You want to charge me for every little thing you do to my feet or my fingers, but yet I got to give you verbal and sign language. You should be giving me a discount because you can't even speak English. I'm mad, y'all. This is enough of this nonsense going on. Why are we accepting this garbage? Pastor Charlene, listen, 347-285-7777. Call me up. Talk to Charlene Chief. Tell her how mad you are that you got to do sign language and talk at the same time. You might as well just get in the tub and do your own feet, Pastor Charlene.
That's true. But I do want to say this, Steve. They act like they don't understand. You have to get a translator and all that. But when it comes to that money, oh, they speak up English. They speak up English.
Woo! All right, Mom. Mom to Mom. You turn your son in. 18 years old. He's a menace to society. Would you turn him in?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We talked about that before. I will turn him in, and I will even tell him and cry with him and pray for him and let him know I'm saving your life, son, because somebody out here, you going to snatch the wrong person, and they going to make you go 6 feet down and some, because they might stomp you. So, therefore, I'm mama saving your life. You might not want to speak to me right now, but during your time as you sitting in your cell, you will understand it better by and by. How about that one, Pastor K.L.?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Charlotte. We're so glad you got your voice back and you could join us for these conversations. Let's say good morning to Brother Al. Where my Brother Al at? Morning, Brother Al.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Steph. Come back to me now because I'm feeling the previous here. Come back to me.
All righty, Brother Al. All righty, Brother Al. Where's my girl, Tamika? Let's say good morning to Tamika. Good morning, Tamika.
Monday, Monday morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? You weren't doing so great last week either.
I am doing better each day. Just waiting for the complete manifestation of my healing.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Do you like carrots, Tamika?
I like carrots, and just like Pastor Charlotte, I do not like carrot juice.
Okay. But since you like carrots, what are you after hearing these benefits, which one are you really looking forward to maximizing on?
I am a carrot eater, and so I like the skin, you know, the skin. I have some pretty good skin, so I like to think that has to do with carrots.
Okay, okay, making that skin glow. All right, all right. All right, come on, come on, come on, Tamika. We're talking about the football player who was forced to eat the pepperoni, pork-ridden, greased-up pizza as a punishment for missing a mandatory weightlifting business they had going on over there. You know, I'm still questioning these clubs in the school. Are they beneficial for our children at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's going way overboard, you know. Back in the day, they at least made you run the bleachers or, you know, something like that, or do a couple of extra push-ups or sit-ups. But that's a lot. That's going way beyond, you know. You knew. It wasn't like you didn't know that it was against his religious beliefs. And not only just religious beliefs. Anyone who hasn't had pork in their system for a moment, sometimes you can go through a multiplicity of things. I remember when I had given it up and I decided just out of the blue after a period of time, I wanted some bacon. And I literally went through some physical issue. Like the room was spinning and I couldn't seem to get my equilibrium. You know, I was nauseous. You know, I think that's going way beyond. That's to me, that's a form of hazing.
I agree. I definitely agree, Tamika. Definitely agree. They're getting worse and worse and worse, and you know they're not doing it to one another. It's now, you know, it's the coaches that are responsible for this treatment, which is really, really the worst thing that could really be happening, because the children don't have any coverage at this point. They have no protection at all.
Right, and them thinking that, okay, just taking off a couple of pieces of pork, you might as well just let him just go get a piece of ham itself, you know. And not only that, you know, just that ideal. I've seen a slice of pizza, you know. We're New Yorkers here, and, you know, sometimes if you go to the wrong place to get a slice of pizza and you just fold it and turn it upside down, it's so much grease until it's ridiculous.
That's right. You could just pour it and now fry your chicken in all that grease.
Exactly.
Off that pizza. Yes, yes, yes. So imagine, you know, after it's got all that pepperoni cooked on top of it, how that's still all over the pizza. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right. Come on, Tamika. We talk about these nails and toes at the salon.
Oh, I can tell stories and stories and stories. And the sad part about it is, you know, even when you bring your own tools, you're still at jeopardy because there's so many different unsanitary things that they do. Like, for instance, the thing that drives me crazy is, okay, so when I get there, you put a clean towel under my feet, you clean my feet, you wash my feet, you do whatever it is that needs to be done. Then you take that now dirty towel and wipe my feet with it. Like, and I've never seen anybody not do that. Drives me up the wall. So I will bring a towel, give it to you, and then leave it. I don't want the towel. You're going to give it back to have you lost them? Oh, no.
I tell you, it is something else. It is something else. I just wish we would just start doing our own hands and feet and stop giving our money to these people who don't care nothing about us. We are nothing but a dollar sign to them.
Can I ask
the
question? Because I'm ignorant to this. Because I think I heard two of y'all say, y'all bring your own stuff?
Yes.
For them to
you
bring
your own.
Absolutely,
yes.
Yes, yes. Because they don't clean. They don't clean it. And they take it and they wash off, they scrub off a little bit of the tools, they wrap it up, and they put it in this under the sanitizing light. But, you know, if you bring your own tools, you clean your own stuff, they use it, you take it back, and you sanitize your own stuff.
But if you have your own tools, it would behoove me that you own your own feet.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I agree with you 100%. Why are we not just doing our own? Why am I paying you to do something that I can do if I didn't already took the expense to buy my own stuff? If I'm sanitizing my own stuff, because part of what you're paying for, sanitation of this stuff. Yes. So if I'm going through all of that, I got to do my own feet. Or my feet don't get done. It is one or the other. 100%. And that's why I'm asking. When are we going to get to the point where we stop giving these people our money to kill us? That's what they're doing. 100% pass care. I do. 100%. So, all right. Tamika, we're talking about the mom who turned her son in. She said, enough is enough. You got to go. You have you. Maybe somebody could do something with you that I can't. What's your thought?
Can you imagine the years of information that you've given your child, whatever discipline, you know, people, the village that helped raise this child, and you watching TV, not paying, you know, just flipping channels, all of a sudden you see, wait a minute, I know that's not little Johnny.
Yep.
I mean, not my Johnny. I mean, can you imagine? No. That's a hat. He turned his head to the side. You know what your child looks like.
Yep.
And there go little Johnny on TV and not doing something good. But after all of the energy, all of the years, the sitting up at night, and here you go, little Johnny is on TV. Well, as far as I'm concerned, let's hear it from the mom. Turn him in.
That's right. And here's the funny part, Tamika. She recognized the coat he had on. The coat in the video.
Oh, wow.
Listen,
and most likely it's the coat that she bought him. Uh-huh.
That's why I agree. I mean, as I said, I know that coat, the coat I bought. That's the coat I bought him last year. And now you on TV? committing a crime with my clothes? I don't think so. No way. Wear an orange jumpsuit. That's what you'll wear. Oh, my goodness. That's right, Tamika. Turn them in. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's see if Brother Al is ready for us. Brother Al, good morning.
Good morning. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Jeremiah 29:11. Therefore, I know the plans I have for you. Let him do what he do. Oh, yeah.
What is this, a 2022 slogan?
Yeah, this new slogan here, this new slogan now. You still going to get the oh, yeah, but you got some new slogans going on here. Good morning, Pastor Chef. How you doing? How you feeling?
I am doing well, thank you. I see you're doing well as well, Brother Al. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us, Brother Al, do you like carrots?
Yeah, I eat them from time to time. I'm actually going to eat some this morning because they got it for breakfast in the bag with the kids. So from time to time, I eat them. I don't eat them a lot, but from time to time. And I just grabbed a few this morning. I'm getting ready to snack on.
All right. What are the benefits you're looking for? What's the top benefit that you're looking for these carrots to do to your body, for your body?
Oh, yeah. Top benefits is the eyes. I need my seeing piece now. I can't be walking around with no cane tapping the ground. I got the teeth thing. So I'm going to eat this carrot. Work on the eyes, baby. Work on the eyes.
All right. All right, Brother Al. We're talking about you coaches today and these people who just treat our children atrociously. The pizza that was smashed and then... You had to do duck walks afterwards.
Man, you know I'm a coach. I've been coaching for years, and I do punish my kids when they raise their right and they do something crazy. But that's too far. Now you're going to make this young man go against his religion. You know, straight up and down, no question, they should be fired. Now, I have done duck walks, and my kids hate that. All I got to do is mention duck walks, and they stand up straight. But, again, you couldn't have them run some suicides, do push-ups. You know, there's a lot of different exercise punishment that you can give them, but to make them, you know, go against this religion, you know, they just straight up need to be fired. It shouldn't be a question.
All righty. Okay. So, Brother Al, what do you think about these nails and feet and this woman getting $1.75 million because they were leveraging cleaning her utensils? And now she has no foot but $101 million.
Well, again, you cannot go into the place to get a pedicure and your feet look like hands. You can't do it. You can't walk in there like that. Okay, you can't do it. And it's just like what you said. I said the same thing myself. Why, if you're going to go out and buy all this material, why not learn how to do it yourself? You can go on YouTube. YouTube will teach you how to do anything that you want to do. There's been too many incidences. Like you said, they don't care about it. A perfect example, right? I went to get my feet done twice. I never go. But my other half won't mention no names, force me to go. I'll get their pedicure. Now, the reason I don't do it is because I'm super ticklish. I said, now, you held responsible when I kicked this woman across the room. I go in there, they start on my foot practice stuff. And I'm laughing. I mean, I could not stop laughing. And they talked about me like a dog in their language. And I told them, I said, yo, I heard what you said. I know what you said. So when I kick you across the room when you scrub under the bottom, don't say a word.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But again, if you go out and buy all this material, you go out and buy these materials, then, you got the material. Learn how to do your own sweat. But I think, especially with us on our side of the fence, we love to, especially women, love to be pampered. Let me go out and let somebody pamper me. And that's a frame of thought. And look what's going on. Now, she done lost a whole leg. Not toes. She done lost a whole leg. You ain't getting that back.
Nope. Yeah, you got pampered all right. Pampered to the bank. That's about it. at the end of the day, Brother Al. Pamper to the bank. All right. We're talking about mom turning her son in after she spotted that coat on the TV, the news, and she said she prayed on it, and the Spirit of the Lord told her, lock him up. And she thought.
I take my hat off to her, because not many parents would do that, to be honest with you. Not many parents going to say, you know what, I'm going to turn my child in, because let me tell you, I saw an incident, and it was so crazy. This was way back when they had the riot in Los Angeles. And this young man beat up this driver. Now, they got the camera. I mean, Pastor Steph, you see as clear as day, you can see his face. That young man and his mother sat up in the court. They showed the video, and that woman sat right there and said, nah, that's not my child. And I'm looking at her like, are you serious?
Wow,
Your child. I don't know your child. I'm looking at the video and can tell that that's him. So I take my hat off to her for doing that. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I probably think twice about it. But, if he's running and doing that, you know what? Somebody's going to kill him. So you know what? The best place is to have his behind in jail, because he can't recoup in jail. And I know where he at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've had several mothers tell me, well, at least when they're in jail, I know where they are.
I know exactly where he at all times. I ain't got to worry. I know where he at.
That's right. That's right. I ain't got to wonder what he's doing, if he's committing a crime, because they already got him. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Brother Al, for joining us this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got some comments from our listeners. Let's hear what they got to say. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. What you got for us today?
Okay, so I have one comment from a listener that reads, "You just have to pay the extra money to go to these clean places."
Well, what do they have, a sign outside that says we're clean? I ain't being funny. I'm telling you, where are they? You know what? Listener, send us a list of the places that are cleaner. We won't mind paying an extra $5 to get it done. Come on, come on, come on, send it. I want it. Shanti will read it for us. And we'll post it on his due time with Pastor Steph's Facebook page, Post the Christian Life. I'll even talk about it on Sunday night right before prayer. Send me that list. Come on now. All right, Shanti, come on. What you got?
Okay, I have another comment that reads, true, there's a couple of black-owned ones I found that charged way more than usual. Of course.
Okay, well, okay. You know what? That's the price to pay it if we want to go to our own, and they're doing a safer job. Well, didn't they just say you pay a little bit more? Go to our people and pay them extra couple of dollars where they sanitize and they are effective in doing a wonderful pedicure job. All right, let's go. I love that. Black owned. All right, let's go.
Okay, then I have a comment. Since COVID, last year, I went a couple of times. And both times I was sitting in there. I was like, you know what? I might as well not even come back to get my feet done, because I was just so paranoid in there, looking at everything, sitting up, talking to her about everything. And I went to this one spot where I only get my nails done. And I stopped getting my feet done there years ago, way before COVID, because I just wasn't liking a lot of the things that I saw. And I would always tell the women who came in, while I was sitting there getting my nails done, if I heard them say pedicure, I'm like, you may want to watch out for so such and such. But here was a kicker for me. I was sitting there getting my nails done, and the guy was one of the guys was doing this lady's feet with his gloves on. He finishes her feet. He goes to the sink and washes his hands with the gloves on. Takes the gloves off and puts them in the drawer.
What?
And I said out loud, are those being saved for the next person? Okay. So every woman I saw come in there after that, I was like, they recycle gloves. So I don't know if you want to still put your feet in that tub. While they're putting the shower cap in the tub, it really doesn't matter because they're using the same gloves that they just used on her corn. So, and it was right, kind of stuff like you said. You know, I really believe that God is moving heavy in and around us to let us know to stop patronizing them because, like I said, even the last couple of times I got my nails done, I had to sit there and she was eating, I think. And then she turns around, give it a touch my hands. I go, excuse me, where are your gloves? You were just eating. And now you saying to touch my hands? No. It's just like, see, if I gotta keep doing this, and Pastor Kale is so right because I stopped eating Chinese food way before COVID. So it's like, you know, why am I sitting here and I'm leaving my house to get an attitude with these people that I know I'm going to have an attitude. I know I'm going to argue, but I'm willing to come and argue with you and still hand you my money. So I think it was last week. I said, you know what, guys, the next time you give me $5, I'm going to order all this stuff. I've been getting my nails done since I was 13. I am 36. I said, I should at least know how to do my left hand, and I'm going to order all this stuff. Okay. Because if I walk around with one hand done with tips, then it is what it is. I'm going to order all my stuff, and I'm going to learn the same way I told myself how to do my hair, and it was looking crazy the first year. Okay, well, I'll be good, and I'll just do that because this is just ridiculous now. It's
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me. And
yes.
That's what I always say. Why leave your house to pay to get aggravated?
Right.
I'm going to spend my money to get aggravated. No, thanks. No, thanks.
I know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's not like it's going to be a surprise.
Right. You know you're going to get aggravated. Thank you so much, Shanti. Thank you so much.
You're
listen, Liz. Remember, I'm still waiting for that list of the word because we are cleaner. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we got a few minutes.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell Shantice, if you get a partner and you can only do your left hand and she can only do her left hand and y'all can take turns to do the right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. I thought the same thing, Pastor Charlene. I thought you got to do is get two people together and you both do one and the other one. Absolutely. Great idea. All right, my due time crew. We got a few minutes to go over some of the things, you know, that we can do when our spouse's family is ruining our marriage. We talked about the way they and the things that they do that ruin marriages. But we're going to talk about some ways to remedy this. Well, first of all, you got to work as a team. Come on, Pastor KL, work as a team so that outsider they won't tear up your marriage.
Yeah, you definitely have to work as a team. You have to trust each other, you know, and, you know, a lot of folks, you know, are jealous of your relationship, jealous of your marriage. You know,
mm-hmm.
if they see that you're spoiled or you spoil your husband, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be giving him all your money. You should be giving her all your money. Man, you don't hang out with the fellas no more. You know, but you and her, you know, y'all have to be a team. Y'all have to know that the people on the outside, you know, misery loves company. You know, because their misery, because they're miserable in their situation, now they want to throw everything at you. You know, oh, man, he ain't really that good. She ain't really that loyal. You know, all that other stuff because you dealing with a no-good man or you dealing with a trifling woman. Now they want to reflect all that on you and make you believe, you know, that this is you as well. So, but when you guys, you know, are flat-footed and standing on your relationship and on your love, you know that nothing can come between you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Come on, Pastor Charlene, you got to act as a team.
Yes, and in team, there is no I. So you can't let them know that we are not together. So therefore, as a we make the decision, and when we go to the family member,
we go together, and it's not, oh, well, she's telling you or he's telling you. No, we decided that together that this is what it's going to be, and no one will be able to come in the mix of us. So if you don't invite one, you can't. If you're not inviting both, don't invite one. And that's how they have to see that you are a team player together in every situation.
Absolutely. Come on, Brother Al. You got to work as a team. That interference out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, oh, most definitely. We got to be a team. Once they see that we are a team and stand strong together, then they'll probably leave you alone. Like, okay, we can't break up in through there. Because, you know, you got to have codes. We got to have codes together. So if we at my family house and they start acting up and you hear me go, cuckoo, that means meet me at the car. We out. Okay, so we gotta work together, you know what I'm saying? But once you got that teamwork together and that strength together, oh, yeah, you're good to go there. But you got to work as a team. And remember them codes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brother Al, absolutely. Come on, Tamika. Well, what does teamwork mean when, you know, you are having this outside interference by your spouse's family?
Well, first of all, if I ever go anywhere with Alan, I hear cuckoo, then I know what to do. But in general, you know, that means that if we're a team, I'm not going to show the other family members the plays. You know, that's you and me. So whatever it is that we do, we do. You know, I'm not going to suit up and put on somebody else's uniform while you're sitting there on our team uniform. That means you and me are the team. And the more we keep out other players, the better it is for us to win.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pastor Charlene, they say we need to set rules and boundaries.
Absolutely. Before you get around anybody, that should be the conversation, and we going to be able to, if such and such say whatever, okay, like Brother Al say, time to go, you know, and being able to stand together, and it doesn't matter, because a lot of times when they know that they can sneak in like that snake in that little bit of hole, they're going to take it advantage. So how you looking, so you got to make sure your eyes is right. Your expressions is right. You ain't puffed up. They know that we together ride and die all the way.
All righty. Come on, Brother Al, set rules and boundaries.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to set those rules and boundaries. Like Pastor Sean said, you got to sit there and talk and go over those rules. Hey, listen, this is what we're going for. This is what we're not going for. Rule number one, never get high off your own supply. I'm sorry, wrong conversation. But you do gotta sit together and come up with what we're gonna go for and what we're not gonna go for. And once we got that settled and we stand together, oh yeah, we're good to go then.
Righty. Come on, Tamika. Set rules and boundaries.
Yeah, part of the reason why a lot of relationships do sour is because, you know, you humor in conversations with other individuals, you know, or you're letting people know about things that they really shouldn't know. And so you've definitely got to cut the line on certain areas. And you do that prior to the family gathering, you know, so that you don't get there and then there's an oops or there's a, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to kill that individual, you know. You make sure you set the precedence before then so that there's no issues when you get to that point.
All right. Pastor KL, set rules and boundaries.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an old saying, and they still say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So what happens in my house stays in my house. You know, a lot of times, you know, we get into arguments or we get into fights, and we're so overwhelmed with it that we end up telling family members. Now, we've gotten over it, but the family members haven't gotten over it. So the family members are still trying to say, well, remember when he did this? Remember when she did this? You know, because we allowed ourselves to come outside of the house. And no matter what we go through it together, because it's you and I who said, I do. We didn't say I do to them as well. So we have to just stick together and set rules and boundaries.
Absolutely, absolutely. Brother Al, here's your word. Communicate with your spouse's family. Communicate with them as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we've been speaking about that for the longest of communication. Yeah, hey, listen, I'm going to go to your family and I'm going to be nice. Hey, listen, I don't appreciate such and such. You know, we definitely will appreciate it if you stay out of it, whatever the case. And I'm going to have my spouse with me. Like, come on, let's go together. And I'm going to do the talking, but I need you there so they won't think I'm going behind your back. That they seeing that we're standing together and you in agreement of what I'm communicating with them about. So, yeah, definitely we're going to do that. But before I decide that I ain't messing with y'all no more, so I'm going to give you that benefit of the doubt to communicate with you first. But after that, and you're still doing it, you won't see me no more.
Oh, goodness gracious. Come on, Tamika. Communicate with your spouse's family.
Yeah. You definitely have to take a stand. And, what better way to show unity than to do it together? You know, it's not one of those situations where, you try to usurp your authority. I'm the queen in this castle, and then you end up turning family members off. You know, it's easier for you to bring your mate with you and say, listen, this is something that we're doing together, and we would appreciate it if, you know, you would back off or do whatever needs to be done so that we don't have any issues like that.
Right, absolutely. Pastor KL, I want you to speak on don't compete with your spouse's family. Not the way to get the job done.
Yeah, I'm kind of guilty of that. I'm guilty of that because I'm very, very competitive. I compete with my family, my spouse's family. But, yeah, it becomes a little difficult because it makes them believe that you're just trying to be better than them. And then it gives them a bad perception or a bad taste in their mouth for you. You know, but for me, I when I admire something in your house, I want to duplicate it and take it to the next level. It's not that I'm trying to be better than you. I admire that. But they don't see it that way. They're seeing it, oh, you just want to up on me and stuff like that. So that really brings about a problem. I've dealt with that. That brings about a problem.
Okay. Pastor Charlene, be respectful. I'm going to combat all this interference.
Yes, we have to be respectful of one another's feelings as well as what we say while we're speaking out of our mouths. But once again, it still has to be a team, you know, that I understand what you're saying, but this is how we are, and this is what we as a couple are going to do. So we have to be on both sides of being respectful and understanding. So you can't tell me what to do in my house, and I won't tell you what to do.
All righty. Set priorities, Tamika.
Yeah, it's important that you set priorities with each other because family will push you to certain things. You know, and they'll wait till that family gathering to show up and show out really, really bad, you know. And so it is important, you know, we've already talked about communication, but communicating with each other is so crucial to those situations because usually that's when that situation will transpire, during the family reunion or during some type of family outing. So definitely you need to prior to.
All righty. Pastor KL, be wise in your response.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Be wise in your response.
Yeah. A lot of times your response cannot be based on your emotions, you know, because your emotions can make you say some things that you may regret later on. So you definitely have to be wise. You have to be able to listen and discern what they're really saying. Because, you know, sometimes you hear stuff that's really not being said. So, but we respond on our emotions and our feelings, so we can't do that.
Okay. Pastor Charlene, set priorities.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Priorities.
Priorities? Okay. Yes, you have to set priorities in the relationship with the family, period. Excuse me, my side or his side. Where that, when you set priorities, then you know, okay, please don't cross this line. This is how I am, even though you said don't talk about, you know, emotions, but this will upset me, and this I know that will upset you. So therefore, you stay on that side, and I stay on this side, and let's be able to meet in the middle and be calm.
Okay. And Brother Al, be wise in your response.
Yeah, that definitely is helpful because, like Pastor KL said, you know, sometimes you can be angry about something or you took something the wrong way and you just blurt out that first response. And, you know, and we all know that the tongue is like a sword. You know, once you say it, you can't take it back. So you definitely need to think about what you're going to say and also who you're saying it to. If you know this type of, if you know this uncle right here, you say something to him, he goes off, you know, okay, I'm going to say it to him, but I got to say it in a different way. So that's definitely a helpful tool.
All righty. Thank you so much, my due time crew, for communicating how to handle family interference. Wonderful, wonderful words of advice. Have a blessed day.
You as well.
You
enjoy
too.
Everyone.
Hey, y'all
thank
too.
Thank you. All righty. Okay. It's come time. We're at the top of the hour on our Monday, and we got our first switch tip of the calendar year 2022. Good morning again, Shanti.
Good morning.
All right, what you got for us today?
Okay, today, real quick before I give the switch tip, the listener did send in a comment per your request, and they sent in,
okay.
There is no list. Go on a tour of your local nail. Go on a tour of your local nail salons and stick with the ones that are clean. Usually, it's the ones that cost more and where you have to make reservations. And in my experience, it's the ones that are not owned by Asians.
All right, thank you so much, listener, for responding and giving me an answer to my request. Good advice. Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Shanti, what you got for us?
Yes. Okay, today I got the switch with Shanti, where we make the switch from the streets to our godly seat. And our switch tip 86 is get rid of these titles. Everywhere we look, we see titles, especially on social media. Everybody is a public figure. Everybody is a motivational speaker, everyone, and now there's the title you can put, especially on Instagram, I've been seeing this, where, like, you would put, let's say, public figure, and then next to it, it says she, her, so I don't know if that's because of all of this, you know, now with the LGBTQ community, you know, trying to enforce that no one puts labels on themselves, so even if you were born a female, they find it offensive for you to put female. So I guess people put she, her now to let it be known that they were born, you know, a woman. I don't know. But everywhere you turn around, there's these titles, especially in the Christian community. Every time you turn around, it's so-and-so is this and so-and-so is that and this one's an apostle and this one is a prophet and this one is a prophetess. And there's just so much emphasis put on these titles. And 9 times out of 10, these are self-given titles. So I was actually able to find a few verses that really highlighted what God and what Jesus says and how they feel about this. But also, real quick, I just wanted to give my little personal story, like how I like to always give in my switch tips. But, you know, God has to really deal with me heavily, again, especially on social media. You know, a lot of times you think that there's nothing to it, that you do it very innocently. You know, when you create your Instagram profile or your Facebook profile or your LinkedIn profile, and, you know, just like everyone else, or everyone else has a title, let me put a title. And I kept going back and forth with myself. Oh, I should put this. I should put that. I should put public figure. I should put what else was the other one? I forgot the other one. Pretty much I was just going back and forth with these titles. And at one point, I guess I was wearing God out because I was wearing myself out. And after a while, I just felt like, okay, just stop, just stop. And he had me actually delete my account a couple of times because of this. And when I deleted them, it's like, well, I'm noticing that I'm only trying to highlight this because I'm seeing it done with everyone else. But am I focusing more on the title that I put, or am I focusing more on what you possibly need me to share, God, within my content? You know, social media is not mandatory. You know, this is a privilege to have. You know, this is optional. It's not needed. So if you're allowing me to be on social media, then I have to use this as an opportunity to spread and share everything that you're doing with me, everything you're doing for me, and everything that you're doing through me. And he has me involved in a couple of ministries. This Due Time is one. The Embroidery is one. The Switch Tip is one. So if he's allowing me to be able to be on social media, then that's what I need to be pushing. You know, instead of focusing on what my title is going to be and how good my name looked, and then, you know, other people started having different fonts and how they put their names, and now I got to look at the fonts that I put. And it was just like, you just focusing and stressing too much on the wrong things. I'm going to need you to not slow down. I'm going to need you to stop altogether. And I have to go back to God a few times and even ask him, you know, because I'm learning to allow him to order my steps, ask him, could I now not even resurrect, but, like, create a whole new Instagram page so that now I have new intentions and new motives and new desires behind the pages. So the first verse I came across was John 8:50, New King James Version, which reads, "And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges." So, again, while I was doing all of that, trying to figure out which font made my name look all sexy and which title made me look appealing, God had to show me that I was seeking my own glory. I was not looking to see how I can share and spread the knowledge and what he was doing through me, even through my own personal testimony. You know, he helped me to realize that I really, really, really find joy in sharing a lot of things that I put myself through and how he brought me out of it. But if I'm spending all my time on all that other stuff that doesn't matter, then I'm not seeking his glory, I'm seeking my own. John 8:54, Message Version, Jesus said, "If I turned the spotlight on myself, it wouldn't amount to anything. But my Father, the same one you say is your Father, put me here at this time in place of splendor." So again, any of us who have a real purpose, we all have purpose, but for those of us who are blessed to know what our purpose is, that is what we need to be focusing on, making Jesus famous, building his following, not our own. Matthew 23:9, New King James Version. Do not call, now see this one real quick, hold on. This one really bugged me out the very first time that I read it. Again, Matthew 23:9, New King James Version. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And of course, most of us know that only in Catholicism do they call their leader father. And it was just so amazing to me that they do this, but yet I think they read the Bible, or they say they read the Bible, but yet coincidentally they bypass this, or they never read this. They know nothing of this verse. And, you know, again, this goes into any of the other titles that we give ourselves in the Christian arena. You know, there's a lot of people who have not been ordained a minister or a pastor or this or that, but yet I say that I'm doing this, you know, or God may have had me on this one day give a word, so now I'm a preacher, or God, you know, may have helped me to, used me to assist him in healing someone, so now I'm a healer, and it's like, okay, listen, he had you do that, maybe to build your confidence in him or to show you what he can do through you or whatever the case may be, but all of these self-inflicted titles, look at what it does. It now has you taking the glory from him and putting it on yourself, and now you're giving yourself a title that only he's supposed to have. Very dangerous game we play. Matthew 6:26, Message Version, "Look at the birds, free and unfettered. not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more to him than birds. God is taking care of our everyday needs. If you allow him to order your steps, you will do the things that he needs you to do, when he needs you to do them, how he needs you to do them. And like this verse said, all of these animals and the flowers and everything that looks so beautiful to us, that they just go about their day, do whatever it is that they do, and God takes care of them. So how much more do you think he would do for us, especially if we take the focus off of ourselves and put it on him? We will be so much more set up than how we're trying to set ourselves up. So we have to make sure that we're making the conscious decision to make the switch. I don't care what arena you're in. I don't care how innocent it may look. Make the switch from giving yourself these titles and allow God to tell you who you are. And again, stop weighing yourself down. You know, a lot of the times, and I noticed this with myself, I noticed, was it back in 2020, God had me doing a little bit of everything that I enjoy doing. Now, if I sat and really tried to tell myself, okay, this is what I am and this is what I do, now I'm not allowing him to move me into doing something else, because it's like, no, this is what I say I am. So, you know, if a public figure does this, then I can't do that, because that's not fit in the description of a public figure. He doesn't want us tied down. We don't know how he's going to use us day to day, from moment to moment. So we really have to make sure we're switching from giving ourselves these titles and allowing God to tell us who we are through what he has for us to do. Thank you, Pastor Steph.
Thank you, Shanti. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. All right. That's how we're launching the year off. Switch tips with switch tip number 86. Get rid of those titles. Before we go any further, let's get our benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. You know, a lot of times, you know, these self-given titles and things like that are done just for the sake, like Shanti said, of, you know, hanging out everybody else who, you know, who have titles, you know, and, you know, we don't have that confidence in ourselves, or we need that boost in order to sound great. But know that God has a path for you. Know that he has, you know, already set you apart from the rest of everybody. Whoever's doing what, whoever's not doing what, who's over in this corner, who's over in that corner, know that you are who God says you are. And once God says who you are, you don't have to worry about giving yourself a title. Like Shanti said, you know, she was, you know, looking at everybody else's page and everyone else's description, and, you know, she's trying to look at the fonts and how to make, you know, the title look great and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's, you know, if we have to put ourselves, you know, if we have to put ourselves through that, then you should know right there that something is off kilter, because when God has already decided who you are and he ushers you into that, you can stand firmly on who you are. And, you know, I know some people, and I remember one day Pastor Ed and I were talking to a woman who was in the play with us, or was trying to be in the play, and he asked her, you know, so what's your name? And she said, my name is Evangelist or Minister so-and-so. And he and I looked at each other, because that's not your name. That's not your name. That's who you are. That's your title. When you go to fill out a mortgage paper request, or when you fill out a credit card, you don't put all of that on there. Your name is so-and-so.
Stephanie Griffin. That's my name. You don't have to call me that. Pastor in JCPenney. You don't have to see me in the supermarket. And you know, hey, Pastor Steph. You know, I'm just plain old Stephanie. I don't feel slighted. You know, if I'm not in the pulpit or if I'm not, you know, on the broadcast where, you know, Pastor Steph is the name of the broadcast, so you're acknowledging that or whatever. I don't have to walk around with that air. You know, some people, if you don't call them by that name, they feel all slighted and they get twisted and, you know, and everybody for their own reasons. But just stand firmly in who God has called you to be. And, you know, if there's a call on your life that comes with a title, then amen, hallelujah. But don't feel slighted, you know, when you're looking around at everyone else and they have something and you don't. Because guess what? If they're not walking in the way of the Lord, it's not going to matter whether they have a title or not. Because God is not going to be accepting of their behavior or their decision. And you sitting over in the corner with no title at all, doing what God wants you to do, that's who God is pleased with. Those who are doing what he says to do, not because they have a title behind their name. You know, look at this world who's built, you know, their life on, you know, who so and so say, you know, says I am. And what does that do for your life? You know, this, let me tell you something about this world. This world is very fickle. They'll love you today and hate you tomorrow. All you have to do is make one misstep, and you are nothing to this world. But isn't it wonderful to serve a God that who has called me by name? And when he says Stephanie, or when he tells me what to do, or when he tells me what not to do, he doesn't say, Pastor Steph, do this, Pastor Steph, do that. He speaks to me. He talks to me. If he calls my name Stephanie, which is very rare because I know exactly who he's talking to, he ain't got to call me by name. But I feel privileged and honored to have that relationship with God. So that's what we want to do. Forget about the title. It comes with it. If what you do and what God has called you to be comes with the title, then so be it. But as long as you have that relationship with God, that's what you want to nail. That's what you want to seal. That's what you want to make sure is intact, that relationship with him. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew for coming through big, big, big time today and helping us to understand the things that we need to do to handle our spouses, family. Thank you, listeners, for joining us and sending us that information and being a part of the conversation. Could not do it without you. Please accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to you. Until tomorrow, where we are. Let's talk about it. Tuesday moment, church folk day. I love you.